Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
The grave Cuban situation is on your mind as it is on mine at this moment. Although we're in a political campaign, this is no time for campaign talk. The nation comes first, and so does the freedom of all mankind. I back the president fully in this grave crisis, and I believe I bespeak the will and determination of every citizen of New York State in doing so. I stand ready to assist the president and our nation in this crisis hour. Should the president call the Congress into special session, I would be willing to see him keep it in session if he feels that would be useful. This is no time for haggling over past policies, over timing, or anything else. Before the president addressed the nation, I spoke freely on my suggestions for handling the Soviet threat in Cuba. Now, in this moment of national emergency, we must all unite behind the president in the true bipartisan spirit.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits, who urge you to re-elect Senator Javits.
Mention tax cuts, and everybody perks up. Do you think a tax cut would help the nation's economy? This is what Senator Javits thinks.
Last August, I urged the president to ask for a $5.5 billion incentive tax cut. Leading economists in the nation agreed it was needed to stimulate our lagging economy. After weeks of indecision, the president adopted an attitude of, let's wait and see. Well, we have waited, and as far as I can see, the economy is still lagging. We need an incentive tax cut to give low and middle-income families more money to spend and to encourage business expansion. I think the president should outline a new tax program now so Congress can get to work on it early next session. If reelected, I'll work for an incentive tax cut as the most effective way to breathe more life into our economy.
This message brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. On November 6th, re-elect Governor Nelson Rockefeller and Senator Jacob K. Javits. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
If we don't enact major programs of federal aid to schools, we're sentencing millions of young people to a second-class education. This can have grave consequences, for our future depends on the quality of education we give our young. As a member of the Senate Subcommittee on Education, I've sponsored legislation for federal aid to construct teaching facilities and to allow communities to decide for themselves how to use these funds, whether for new schools, administration, or for higher teacher salaries, whichever they need most. I've co-sponsored the National Defense Education Act, which established science fellowships. I've worked for federal aid to vocational training. Most communities can't levy enough local taxes to meet their own educational needs. The federal government must help at the primary, at the secondary, and at the higher education level.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Javits. The senior senator from the state of New York, Jacob K. Javits.
My colleagues in the Senate constantly ask me, Javits, why are you so preoccupied with housing? Well, maybe it's because I grew up in an East Side tenement. Or maybe it's because I believe that if you want a child to be a good citizen, better be sure he's got a decent place to live. As a senator, I am proud to have helped write the Housing Acts of 1959 and 61. It's through such laws that government and private enterprise now work together to provide more moderate income housing. I've also sponsored legislation to pay more of the costs for relocating families and for low-interest loans for displaced small businesses. Sure, I'm preoccupied with housing, and I'll remain so until every American has a decent place to live at a rent or price he can afford to pay.
This message brought to you by Citizens for Rockefeller Javits. On November 6th, re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits. What do you think this country should do about helping the aging pay for their hospital bills and doctor bills? This is what Senator Jacob K. Javits thinks.
One great failure of this last Congress was the narrow defeat of a federal program of medical care for the aging. This is the bill, the bipartisan Anderson-Javits bill, which lost by just 4 votes. I'm proud to be co-author of it. It's a good bill, benefiting everyone over 65, not only those covered by Social Security. It gives people the freedom of choice to participate in private medical plans if they prefer, with some government aid to meet the cost. This bill may have been beaten once, but it's not dead. The elderly need such a program, and also the young, who often have to support the elderly. If reelected to the Senate, I'll lead the fight again to make the Anderson-Javits bill law.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits, who urge you to reelect Senator Jacob K. Javits on November 6th. Senator Jacob K. Javits of New York.
If we're to win the struggle against communism, our people must have a decent and ever-improving standard of living. I've worked for this throughout my public life. In fact, the New York Times has called me the minimum wage specialist of the Senate. As a member of the Labor and Public Welfare Committee, I've helped write bills not only to raise the minimum wage, but to bring more people under that law. I've sponsored legislation to extend unemployment insurance benefits, and I'm proud to have co-sponsored the Area Redevelopment Act to help economically depressed areas, including many in our state. My support for labor is a matter of record, but much remains to be done. There is still discrimination in employment against older workers, against minorities, and against women. I will work for laws to end these abuses and any others which stain the dignity of labor.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits. New York Senior Senator Jacob K. Javits.
With the steady demands of crisis in Berlin, Cuba, or Mississippi, with the growing needs of this nation in housing, education, and health, it would be easy enough to forget the growing demand in America for cultural expression. But we cannot, and those of us in positions of authority bear the first responsibility. I believe that a senator from New York must do his part. Therefore, I sponsored the law which allows the free importation of works of modern art into this country. I sponsored legislation for the establishment of a U.S. National Arts Foundation to get support to the nonprofit performing and visual arts. My bill to eliminate federal admissions taxes on performances in nonprofit theaters, including the New York City Center, has become law. We must look forward to a day when no really populated place in the USA is culturally starved.
This message brought to you by independent voters for Javits. Re-elect Senator Jacob K. Javits.